Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In Islam, it's not gender that determines one's value, but rather their individual merits and taqwa. So essentially, men and women must be seen equally. However, it's a sad story that women have had to fight to be seen equally to men. And that happens in all nations, including our own. Although Islam has put great emphasis on respecting women, history reveals that they haven't been treated all that well and their rights have not been fully honored. Maybe it's because of culture, but our culture is meant to be Islamic, and this behavior is obviously incorrect. Meanwhile, it's also important to remember that equality is not the goal. It's not equality, but equity that we should be seeking for in our community. Equity means giving each person what they are due, whereas equality means giving everyone the same. While fighting for equity, women have also faced some unexpected dilemmas. For instance, in regards to worker women, must they be expected to carry the same weight as men? We probably all agree that the answer is no, because they are physiologically weaker than men, muscle-wise. That doesn't make them any less valuable than men, but we should understand the limitations and vulnerabilities of each gender and set our expectations based on those. So sometimes there is confusion about what the true rights and expectations of women are. Here, identity saves the day. Life is full of such dilemmas. It's by having an identity, knowing who we are, that we can put a firm stepping stone in order to define our other beliefs based on how we have defined ourselves. We identify as Muslims. That becomes a firm stepping stone that we shall decide on our values and beliefs based on Islam, which means surrendering to God. Our mission is to discover what God's command on each issue probably is and act by it. We will definitely make mistakes while doing so, but our duty is to do the best we can. Since we don't have Imam Zaman with us, religious scholars shoulder that mission. Debate and dispute is typical in such circumstances, but regardless, we can always get an idea of what the commandment is by reading their work. So for instance, scholars might differ on the details of hijab, but we can learn that immodest behavior defies hijab. Today, we want to introduce a book about our expectations of women in Islam. Stay tuned.
They say, oh poor girl, you're so beautiful, you know. It's a shame that you cover up your beauty so. She just smiles and graciously responds reassuringly. This beauty that I have is just a simple part of me. This body that I have, no stranger has a right to see. These long clothes, the shawl I wear, ensure my modesty. Faith is more essential than fashion. Wouldn't you agree? This hijab, this mark of piety.
You are back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about expectations on the Muslim woman. Today I want to talk to you about a certain Dr. Shariati. He received his doctorate in sociology in 1964 from Sorbonne University, France. Dr. Shariati's lectures in Hussein-e-Irshad Religious Institute attracted not only 6,000 students who registered in his summer classes, but also many thousands of people from different backgrounds who were fascinated by his teachings. Dr. Shariati studied and experienced many philosophical, theological, and social schools of thought with an Islamic view. He wrote many books and was very influential on the youth of his time, making one of the most influential Iranian intellectuals of the 20th century. He was massively popular among Iranians, but he is also massively debated. Regardless, he maintains a respected position among most Muslims. He might not be right about everything, but reading his work will shed light on what Islam is and at least point towards where we're meant to be heading. Reading Dr. Shariati increases our knowledge and grants the ability to engage in deeper and more knowledgeable discussions. And the book that we have today is also from Dr. Shariati. The book is called Our Expectations on Muslim Women. It's 17 pages and the contents, and it's divided into three parts, which are basically the lectures which Dr. Shariati gave. This text discusses women's rights, women's personality, and Islam's view of women, and the realization of the actual value which Islam gives to human beings and to women. It talks about a lot of issues, which we will start to read in a few moments, just after the break. Stay tuned.
So whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were going to read a piece from the book Our Expectations on the Muslim Woman by Dr. Ali Shariati. Throughout history, the problem of women's rights and their role has always been considered to be an intellectual problem. Hence, various religious, philosophical, and social systems have reached varying views in this respect. From the 18th through the 20th century, particularly after the Second World War, any attempt to address the special problem of the social rights of women and their specific characteristics has been seen as a mere byproduct of a spiritual or psychic shock, or the result of a revolutionary crisis in centers of learning, or as a response to political currents and international movements. Thus, traditional societies, historical societies, and religious societies in the East and in the West have all been directly or indirectly influenced by these thoughts, intellectual currents, and even new social realities. Unfortunately, the crisis of the problem of women and their liberation, which began in the West and has been strengthened by the ruling superpowers in the 20th century, has influenced all human societies, even closed traditional and religious societies. These are only a few cultural, traditional, and religious societies which have been able to properly stand against this flood. Such societies have frequently been confronted by a peculiar modernism which they have adopted under the gist of liberation of women, either by rejecting old traditions or by undertaking blind struggles. None of them have succeeded in standing against this attack. In such societies, the majority newly educated class, the pseudo-intellectuals, vigorously welcome this crisis. They themselves even act as one of the forces that strengthens this destructive transformation. In traditional religious societies, neither groups could stand against the attack of the modern view of the liberation of women as announced by the West. The pseudo-intellectual and modern class of Islamic and non-Islamic societies in the East considered the modest dress to be the symbol of modern civilization, progress, and awareness. And thus, Dr. Shariati gets into the discussion. It's a really nice book. I do recommend reading it. If you missed our program, we introduced the book Our Expectations on the Muslim Woman, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. You can also download an archive of our program from our website. Until next week, and a lot of reading from me and the whole team here on iRabi English Radio Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.